Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 13th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 58 years ago, today, in 1966, Miranda v. Arizona, a landmark case, established guidelines for police interrogations to ensure suspects are informed of their Fifth Amendment rights. These Miranda rights include the right to remain silent, that anything said can be used against them, the right to an attorney during questioning, and the right to a court-appointed lawyer if indigent. If police fail to read these rights before questioning a detained suspect, any obtained statements are inadmissible in court. However, a common misconception is that charges will be dropped if Miranda rights are not read. This is not true. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 61 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:22 and will rise again tomorrow at 5:06. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 84 and west wind around 8 mph. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 10:30 a.m. with a high tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 66 and west wind 5 to 10 mph. And this weekend will be mostly sunny with highs around 66. Sunday will be cloudy in the morning, clearing up to mostly sunny. Monday will be partly sunny with a high near 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the cleanest public beaches around Boston Harbor are Pleasure Bay and City Point in South Boston, according to Save the Harbor, Save the Bay's annual report card. South Boston's other beaches, Revere Beach and Nantasket Beach in Hull, also received high marks. Revere Mayor Patrick Keefe praised the improvements in water quality. However, King's Beach in Lynn and Tinian Beach in Dorchester received low grades due to outdated infrastructure causing contamination. Despite a rainy 2023, most beaches were safe for swimming most of the time. The report highlights the need for continued investment to combat climate change impacts. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics lead the NBA Finals 3-0 after holding off the Dallas Mavericks for a 106-99 win in Game 3. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown led Boston with 31 and 30 points, respectively. Despite missing Kristaps Porzingis and facing a furious fourth-quarter comeback by Dallas, the Celtics maintained their dominance. Luka Doncic fouled out with 4 minutes left, and the Mavericks couldn't close the gap. Kyrie Irving scored 35 points for Dallas, but it wasn't enough. Game 4 is set for Friday, with Boston aiming for their 18th NBA title. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Phillies 8-6. Hamilton hit his fourth home run of the season in the sixth inning and drove in 2 runs. And tonight, The Sox are at home to take on the Phillies in the final game of the series. Tomorrow night, the Yankees are in town. In top news, a Florida storm that caused flash floods, submerged roads, mass flight cancellations, stalled cars, and power outages on Wednesday marks the beginning of an active hurricane season. The torrential rains hit South Florida, prompting officials to warn of life-threatening flooding. Despite a late start to the season, meteorologists predict 2024 will be supercharged with tropical threats. The National Weather Service reported over 10 inches of rain in some areas, with potential totals reaching 24 inches in parts of southwestern Florida. More storms are expected, with conditions being monitored for further developments. In business news, on June 11th, Tesla shareholders face a crucial vote on Elon Musk's $56 billion pay package, which a Delaware judge previously threw out. The decision has significant implications for Tesla's stock price. While some key investors oppose the package, Tesla representatives are actively encouraging votes. The vote is emotionally significant for Musk, but not legally binding. Other ballot items include Kimball Musk's board position and relocating Tesla to Texas. The outcome may lead to stock volatility, with investors anticipating a risk event. Additionally, Musk has criticized Apple's AI integrations, threatening to ban iPhones at Tesla. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $152. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Spotify faces allegations from the National Music Publishers Association of deceiving consumers and cheating the music royalty system through its addition of audiobook content to all paid subscription plans. In November 2023, Spotify included 15 hours of audiobook content in its premium plans and later introduced a $10 audiobook-only subscription. The NMPA claims that Spotify's price increases are tied to this content, forcing customers to pay for unwanted services. Additionally, Spotify might pay $150 million less in music royalties due to these new plans. The FTC is called to investigate this scheme, potentially affecting Spotify's royalty model overhaul. And in entertainment news, Marvel's Blade reboot has lost its second director, Yann Demange, following the departure of Bassam Tarek in 2022. Demange, known for Lovecraft Country, exited the project amicably after lengthy development. Eric Pearson, who co-wrote The Fantastic Four, is the latest screenwriter to tackle the script, succeeding several others. Although still slated for a November 7th, 2025 release, production delays make this date uncertain. Mahershala Ali, who pitched the reboot to Marvel, remains optimistic about the project's direction despite these setbacks. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American comedian, actress, and television host, Joan Rivers. And she said, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is God's gift, and that's why we call it the present." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.